Welcome to the Coach's Corner. We are talking to the head coach of the Fredonia Yellow Jackets. We have Coach Mark Swatty on the phone. Coach, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Hey, thank you very much for having me on.
No problem. And Coach, by the way, congratulations on your first win of the week this week, or this past week, as you beat Cherryville by a score of 12-8. Can you just kind of walk us through that game?
Well, it was a nail-biter. Cherryville played us very well. They got on the board quick. Third play of the game, they went about 60 yards on a sweep play that bounced to the outside and set up a score. Then, actually, defensively, after that, they still made some yards via the run game. We defended the pass very well, not giving up a single completion for yards, and played well overall defensively, just except for a couple downs of the ball game. Offensively, we moved the ball. We were frustrated by four holding penalties. We ended up with 10 series in the ball game and losing four of those series to penalties hurt us. There's no doubt about that. We had some receivers that played very well in the ball game. Lane Majewski had over 100 yards receiving, and then Colton Dinkle had six catches for just under 100 yards. And both those guys really helped their offense a lot of times on third and long on completions to continue drives. Buddy Claiborne, he had 20 carries, only 80 yards. Cherryville played very well against us, against the run. They did have some hard yards, some hard runs in there. Had two scores, ran well. A nice win for the good guys. Cherryville played very well, and obviously we're getting ready for a big week as we open district play against St. Mary's Colgan.
And that will be a big game, but it's looking back just one more time at the game just this past week. It sounded like you said, your defense allowed the touchdown early on, but kind of shut it down after that where they weren't able to probably move the ball as much. You said they moved a little bit, but again, you guys kept them pretty much contained. Who were some of the big players on defense that helped contain that Cherryville offense?
No, I'm glad you gave me an opportunity to highlight. We had two linebackers that played it very well. Senior Buddy Claiborne's had three nice performances on the defensive side of the ball for us. He had 14 tackles in the ball game, a couple of really nice collisions. And then sophomore Wyatt Miller ended up with a really nice performance. He had a fumble recovery, two interceptions, I think it was 12 tackles in the ball game. Just was all over the place, those guys played very well for us.
So that's what it sounded like. That defense came to play after allowing the early touchdown. And like you said, district play starts now as you've gotten through the basically, I guess you could kind of say, preseason games, even though they do count. However, it gets really real now as you get into district play, as this will determine playoff qualifications. And you're taking on St. Mary's Colgan. Have you seen film on them, and what kind of concerns you about them?
Well, the first thing that concerns you is they're senior-dominated. They start 10 of the 11, 11 of the 10 starters. 10 of the 11 starters on defense are seniors. And then they only have, I think, three non-senior starters on offense. So they have 16 on their roster, very senior-led, very veteran ball club. They have a couple really nice backs, backs that we haven't seen before. They got a kid, I can't remember his name, number 35. He's 5'10", 240. Mm. And they run their offense through him. At number five is a little taller, a little sleeker of a runner. He doesn't get as many touches as 35 does, but he is definitely dynamic in the run game and has caught a couple balls for him. And then number 11 and number 12 are as good of receivers as we've seen this year.
All right. So, again, going to be a tough out for the first district game. But, again, I know you guys are going to be up to the challenge for that this week. And it would be a big, big win to start the district season with a win against St. Mary's Colgan. Well, Coach, again, wish you best of luck as you take on St. Mary's Colgan. And we will talk to you again next week.
I appreciate your time. Hey, thank you very much.